Yes, no cash.
Also quarterly report.
Yes, yes.
Before we will deal with the annual.
Yeah.
I think that consensus is there.
Yeah. That is there. Honorable, let's hear from Honorable Maluleke first. Yeah.
So what we do is we have a principle, and then the community sector will then look at a program of time.
Okay.
And then work on it.
On the actual day.
Yes.
So here it means that we are basically agreeing on the activities as well as the relevant documents that we might be looking at for that particular activity. Okay. Chairperson?
The challenges that the department faces, logical,
yes,
affect the entity.
Mm-hmm.
There's been debate as to whether we should only interact with the department that also speaks on behalf of the entity, or whether it's legal and constitutional to interact with entities.
Mm-hmm.
Up to now, I've not had anybody speak that constitutional and illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as that remains, we also need not only to interact with the department, but with the entity,
mm-hmm,
in terms of report. And because it's urgent, we'll need to group them maybe 3 or 4 long days.
Yes.
So that we get a full picture as soon as possible, because if we stretch it over 2 years, we'll never be able to intervene meaningfully and timely.
Yes. Now, that process of clustering them, is it, do we do it now, or is that for the secretary to work on?
They have 26.
Yes.
Am I correct? And if there are 26, the question is, this is a very active year, especially from June.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world will be here. And people in the parliament will be closed. And the whole world will be here. So there's a sense in which July, August are very difficult months.
Yes.
But the issue is, we should be able to complete, I would propose, all these entities by sometime next year, all of them, beginning with the most problematic entity and gravitating towards the less problematic, as it was explained yesterday, which are the disaster areas which are less disaster-prone.
Yes.
But we need to complete them, not with them. That way we can
intervene holistically
and meaningfully.
Okay. Honorable Maluleke.
Somehow, really, it's hard.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do have the categories. So should I then just then proceed sequentially? Okay. The next point was and this was raised yesterday, but it is not in the last year's plan about.
Let me say.
Yes.
I agree with you completely.
Yes.
We should not, in the name of quality, undermine quality.
Yes.
I think it will vary from time to time which groups are in class size. Some can only do two,
yes.
Some can do three, depending on the severity and the challenge and the magnitude and the size. So that will be determined by our bootstraps and the practical from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So this activity says, review the summary of other committee reports. This is the issue we mentioned yesterday, to say this kind of work, we need to make sure that it happens, so that when we meet the department, we also have looked at the finance committee report that when they last met the department. So we are not seen to be not working together. So is this the activity that we need in the our work plan?
I think so. I mean, you need reports from MASA, relevant committee.
Yes.
Annual report,
yes.
Proper report,
yes.
All relevant reports.
Exactly.
Public Service Commission,
mm-hmm.
also publish reports about
mm-hmm.
all the different departments.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a library,
yes.
so to speak, for every activity you're
yes.
dealing with.
Yes. Yes.
You need documents from
mm-hmm.
researchers,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you
mm-hmm.
need from training. It also is, before you meet an individual department, you must work very, very hard,
yes.
so that you ask a meaningful question and make meaningful contribution.
Yes.
So I think we agree with that.
Now, is this now the activity that we are allocating to somebody to be the one that makes sure that these documents are found at all times? Are we talking about the committee secretary who is responsible for this, so that they know that this is the activity that I must do from every now and then, so that at all times we have the full set of documents that are required?
That is his job description.
That is job description, okay? That's it. There was something which said conduct review of committee program. Do we review the committee program during the financial year, or that is only at N1? This activity was there in the previous plan. So it looked like there was something that happens in terms of reviewing the committee program, either during the year, I guess. If it's no longer relevant, I can easily delete it, of course. We don't have to have all of these, because it's a paste, cut and paste from the previous plan, some of them. Chairperson?
Yesterday, we listened to Professor Faith's advice, and one of the things he said is that people should feel free to speak in their mother tongue.
Yes.
Of us, if not all of us were here, will understand almost every language that we do. I don't think we should restrict ourselves to English.
Yes.
Yes, we definitely do need that problem.
Okay.
Which is informed by all the countries which we have here.
Yes.
Unless we've got a program that tells us in this period we do ABCD, but it's also informed by the program of Parliament.
Yes.
That the sector, those activities
yes.
in Parliament is a vibrant progress.
Yes.
We must be able, for example, in May, when our budget comes, we must be able to factor all of the interest programs. It may not necessarily come with a precise date. That will be left to the office of the Secretary to make sure
okay.
all these things are located on given dates.
Thank you. That is that. We need it. Lobby for the appointment of committee researcher. Is this still the case? Thank you. I thought I saw another hand somewhere there. No? Yes. Thank you. And then the next one, identify cross-cutting issues affecting education, trade and industry, sports and science and technology. Sorry, Asanda, we have another hand? Okay. Call me the secretary. That's good.
Yes, I've met him, and I think what necessary is that he must also be introduced to the committee, so that
yes.
the committee can say, this is the person. I would not be against the content inspection. Do other committees have that person, or does this person have a spectrum of committees?
That's like a special most of the provinces currently have data accession, but like we have.
You are content that
okay. The next issue was saying identifying cross-cutting issues affecting education, trade, and industry, sports, and science and technology. I hope committee members know what that is. I cannot recall what it was about, but it looked like there were cross-cutting issues that were gaining at that point in time. Honorable? That is noted. Honorable Chairperson?
Education, yes. Yesterday indicated the need of developing our languages that they can cater for languages all around.
Yes.
And that's a challenge that we have not been able to address and achieve. But also, education is one of the priorities for this 5-year team.
Yes.
So we must be able to make a contribution there that's relevant to that priority. Trade and industry, our arts and crafts, and the things we had yesterday, the gold skins, the oil. So there are issues that cross-cut and they involve us as well. Of course, the one we have there has been addressed. And science and technology. We talk now Simbandira, the first satellite is in there.
Yes.
Even if the name is Bambi.
Yes.
So
yes.
In that area, too, we can continue to make a very healthy contribution.
Yes.
Tourism, education, and that kind of thing. What does not seem, but it's in our culture and traditional leaders, because I think those who deal with traditional leaders must also interact with us.
Yes.
Because we deal with issues of culture.
Yes.
Mama, I think that what you mentioned when we see someone that has projects of our culture.
No change. Now it finally said develop a checklist of major policy issues to use in oversight. This was the one of the activities. We are happy with it. I think this is one of the things we are going to do later when we develop a set of questions that we needed the department to answer, as we have noted earlier. So I think this is crucial. Without imposing, of course. I mean, it's really up to yourself. Agreed. Thank you. Okay, the issue of legislation. Just raising it as a point, so I shouldn't. I thought it will serve as a reminder, so I'll take it. Yes. So, on the legislation side, brainstorming of new legislation, that was one of the activities. I wonder whether it's obviously relevant for the next year or to the medium term. I would imagine this is more of legislation that originates in Parliament rather than the one that originates in the executive. Chairperson.
When we deal with legislation, we should take into account legislation that calls for an appeal. An audit is necessary. What should we repeat? Legislation that calls for amendment. They have to see, which is now still located in defense, which we understand a decision has been made in cabinet some time ago that it should relocate to arts and culture. Sounds like there's a decision that has not been translated into an amendment.
Yes.
Then new legislation, where we identify legislative gaps, legislative lacunae, is critical.
Yeah.
Think that the department, for example, will alter what their legislative kind of problem is. The program, for example, that maybe my absence, but I don't remember, least. Because we need to know these things well in advance, prepare for them, read them, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, repeal, amendment, and new area legislation.
No change. Okay. Consideration of said cultural laws amendment bill. I think this is what they were complaining about yesterday. I'm sorry, Honorable Maulek, you had your hand up, and I've just moved on.
terms of anything that we were supposed to be creating for them.
Yes. But then we are going to then leave it there as an activity that we will engage on going forward.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought it was raised yesterday by the entity here saying that this legislation is obviously diluting their powers and so on. Yeah. Yes. And then on the issues of oversight, on the budgetary side, we have noted that there is a new legislation, that is the Money Bills Amendment Procedure Act, that requires the committee to prepare the annual budgetary review and the recommendation report. So that is an evaluation of the performance of the department effectively on the side of Parliament. That is something that we will start having to do from now on. So it must be done. So is it noted? Is it do we then obviously leave it there in the plan? We are happy. Honourable Chairperson.
You have said now, which means it must be before the budget vote.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Consider departmental entity budget vote. So that both of them, as well as the appropriation bill and the decision of revenue bill for conditional grant, that I'm sure is happening already. It's an issue of days for the hearing for this budget vote. Happy? Consider departmental adjustment estimates. That obviously happens around October, November each year. They submit the adjustment estimates, and yesterday we presented some tools to say what are the areas to look at when an adjustment budget is presented before us. So I would imagine this is an activity that we need. It's an issue of dates going forward to say when are we having these activities for strategic plan. Treasury, as well as just indicated, they must be considered before the budget vote is considered. So consider departmental entity draft strategic plans or business plans. That is an activity we need. We are happy. And then, Honorable Chairperson. We have two of them because we said even in the draft documents we might want to look at them as Parliament around August and then the final document after December, namely around this time. The issue of in-year management, consider monthly the departmental and the entity in-year monitoring reports. Those are monthly financial reports. We have mentioned yesterday that there is nothing to prevent the committee from requesting monthly reports to be tabled before you all the time. So we need this activity. So again, within the whole financial year as the committee, we will then have to find a workable date at which we seek to consider the monthly financial reports to say what is the spending to date. Exactly what Treasury was presenting. What is the spending to date in relation to what was budgeted for the same programs or projects that we are talking about? Honorable Chairperson?
Honorable members, maybe the monthly
as a court argument, depending on what the outcome of political consultation is going to be, multi-party political consultation.
Yes.
I think this year will be affected by the World Cup,
yes.
The monthly and court.
Yes.
So yes, we keep it there, but we know that there has to be court application. So my communication is that probably they will not be advised to be running these things during that period.
Okay. We have noted it. And then annual report. Consideration of annual report. That obviously is September. These are finalized. So this is the activity that we need. It's a committee, obviously. It's obviously prescribed. It's an issue of dates as well there. There was something that related to issues of going out and doing site visits. So we have classified it under public participation here. Conduct hearings in communities and conduct site oversight visits. Honorable Maluleke. Yes.
And the only way we would be able to know that is interaction. So we go to that, we go where we know people manufacture, like I said, we established the portrait project that we saw that in the photo, where there was
yeah.
So that is only an event for us to know it, because this money that we put in this project is intended to make change the lives of the beneficiaries. So I think we must
keep it there. Noted. Honorable Chairperson.
We need to separate between oversight in the sense of visiting programs and projects and public hearing, which focus on other matters.
Yes.
So that separation is critical so that we don't do one thing at the expense of another. But also in oversight business, unlike in calling entities and the department on a critical disaster issue, when we visit Project Money Foundation, we visit both groups that have got problems, and we also visit the not so successful, and also the very successful ones. So that we have models and we understand the whole picture, but also try to factor the urban and the rural, and also as much as possible take the full picture from the provinces in the country, so that we don't do work in one province and not the other.
Exactly. agreed. Honorable Maloleke?
Is it wrong, my name? We must have some bias. And my bias is for us rural areas. Because we are talking, you see, if you look at housing, for example,
yeah.
I'm from housing. But I know that people in housing have more and better access to the problem. If you look at the department, allocation, but you'll find that the bulk of the money goes to housing. And that's actually what also pulls people towards housing. People from artists, for instance, from Kenya, and there are better opportunities in housing. I'm not saying people must not go to housing from the poor border. But it's in a way, while it is good for people to go to healthcare from the Mbopo, but it's also, somehow leads to Mbopo to us.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll say, I agree with the thing, but really, I think that's where the need is more, you know, for this project. So, you know, if you look at the domain, but they will tell you that they call a 80-20 program or concept that they apply. And 80-20 means that 80% of their budget will go to historically stressed areas. And the 20 will go to developed areas. That's really where you can ensure maintenance of existing infrastructure and so on. So
as long as the operative word is bias,
yeah,
and not exclusion. I agree with you fully. Bias must be part of the rule, but then we cannot announce and say we don't care for that. We don't mind about the other. So I'm happy with that.